Then David played softly on his harp and sang in a low, sweet voice. After a while, the king lifted his head and looked at the young boy. David sang on and on. He sang of green pastures and of the little brooks that ran through the fields. O my king, do not be troubled. God will watch over you as I watch over my sheep. David ended his song, and for a while the room was very still. At last the king said in a gentle voice, Come here, my boy. When David went forward, Saul put his hands upon the boy's shoulders. You have helped me more than you know, said the king. Will you stay with me always? I must go back to my father and mother, answered David. But I will come to you, dear king, whenever you wish. That night, when David reached home, he cried joyfully to his mother, At last I have been able to help my king. David and the Giant. Months passed, and David was still a quiet, faithful shepherd boy. One day, his father said to him, David, my son, take this grain and bread to your brothers and their captain. Very gladly, the young boy started on his journey. Now the army of King Saul was on a hill, and the army of the enemy was on another hill. Between them lay a valley. As David came near, he heard a great shouting. Quickly he ran forward, because he thought that the soldiers were starting out to fight.